The leaves are falling, pumpkins are out on the steps, people are picking out their costumes. It's the time of the year for a good ghost story. All this week, we're bringing you these creepy, spooky, haunting stories of the underworld. Amber Rose Hammond is an author from Grand Haven. She's been interested in the strange and unusual ever since she was a kid. And she's been investigating the paranormal all over the state for years. She runs a website called Michigan's Other Side, documenting her research and sharing the stories that she collects from around the state.
I think ghost stories resonate with people because we all have that question about what happens after we leave this plane of existence. And the idea that somehow there's still pieces of us left behind, that either we're coming back and visiting loved ones, you know, that kind of thing. There's something very human about that we don't really want to leave this planet. But then there's the other aspect of when horrible things sometimes happen and leaves that little piece of something behind, and such as the case with the story I'll be talking about, where you have a crime happen and that ghost is left behind, that unfinished business. So this story, I call it just the ghost of Kate Koopman. And growing up in Grand Haven, every town has their creepy houses or their stories about homes. And this was one that everyone always talked about, even though it wasn't a home anymore to become a business. There was rumors and stories about ghosts being there. This story has meaning to me because it was one of the very first stories I ever investigated and fully dug deep into the research to find out what really happened. There was always a house in Grand Haven, Michigan that was creepy looking. The painted brick was chipped and peeling, and ivy had wrapped its leafy fingers around half of the house. Rumors that something bad had happened there were talked about, and it was thought to be haunted. A co-worker had told me that in the 1970s, her grandmother had called it the Axe Murder House, but she really didn't know why. No one knew why the house had a bad energy around it. After the two-story home was turned into a consignment shop many decades later, the owner started to experience strange things. Lights would flicker and turn on and off, but it was an old house, so that could be expected, right? At times, she could swear she felt a presence around her, someone watching from the shadows. Sometimes footsteps would be heard upstairs when no one was there, and during the day, a young woman working at the register witnessed a figure come down the stairs in front of her and disappear. There were times when the owner would leave for the night, knowing parts of the store were disheveled, only to return in the morning and find them cleaned up. Especially the woman's formal dresses. Shoes would be properly placed in correct boxes, dresses straightened and arranged neatly on their racks. She, too, had heard rumors that something bad had happened in the home, so she turned to the local library where I worked. We spent time going through old newspapers and found the headline, "Thanksgiving Brings Tragedy to Local Family." The article was dated December 1st, 1922. We had found the reason for the rumors all those years. It wasn't an axe murder, but it was still awful. Kate and her husband, Peter, got into a bad argument the night before. The next morning, Kate was found dead at the foot of their staircase by her son. She had been shot in the back. As soon as the news spread, reports came in about Peter running around town, wild and drunk that night. When he was arrested and shown the body of his dead wife, he cried and touched her cold face, but never admitted to shooting her. During the trial, Peter asked for a plea bargain and pled guilty to manslaughter so the charge of first-degree murder would be dropped. He served 7.5 years in prison and paid a fee of $500, and that was it. So, is the ghost of Kate still haunting her former home? The previous owner never minded the presence of Kate and got used to her being around, especially while she was going through some tough times of her own. She almost felt comforted sometimes. But I don't know if there was anyone or anything to ever comfort the spirit of Kate. While investigating the home for ghostly activity one evening, we picked up a strange audio clip that simply said, "I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Help me." Was that strange voice Kate? Was it someone else who had lived in the home? Either way, it pays to research those old rumors and stories about locations. You never know what you may learn or who or what you will encounter along the journey.
And that was Amber Rose Hammond, an author and researcher of Michigan's paranormal stories and haunted places.